Hi, my name is Marianne Villanueva, and it's funny because it seems like I've done storytellings before, and it seems like I always have to explain one thing about myself, and that is that I am the last of 11 children. I'm the baby, the prize pig, you know, in the family. So, picture it. 2009. I was born in the Bronx, and I was proud of it. Matter of fact, we didn't even call it the Bronx. How do we call it when you're born in the Bronx? It's the Boogie Down. So I was brought up and raised in the Boogie Down. Diehard Yankee fan, and I was a diehard Jets fan. Now I have, every family has their little issues and problems that they deal with in their family, whether it be, you know, that uncle that's gets drunk at weddings and embarrasses everybody. And so my family was no different. There was one thing in my family that didn't exist, and I would be the last one to think that I would be the one to introduce it to the family because I'm the prize pig, right? I'm the baby, I can do no wrong. But it's 2009, and I'm a very, very big football fan. And my team was the Jets. Unfortunately, my best friend, my sister from another mister, she's a New Orleans Saints fan. But we can go to bars, and we can root for each other's teams. Well, not root for each other's teams, but we slam each other back and forth, but we could be at the bar and enjoy a football game together. Not always we could enjoy it with the other people, because if you said something about my team, it became very personal. And even though I'm 4'11", I can get a little aggressive. So, but it's 2009, I'm with my best friend, and I decide to do a little something because it was introduced to me. So I have a friend who tells me, hey, I have a friend. You love football, right? And everybody calls me Bootleg, by the way, because I am also a stand-up comic, and that's what I'm called on stage. I have a little friend. You're a big football fan, right? I said, die hard. I said, ride or die, Jets. She goes, well, want to make a little bet with my friend? Then I said, I'm from the Bronx. I can't back down from anything. So I was like, yeah. She says, I'm gonna give him your number. Well, give me his number, I'll call him. She's like, no, it doesn't work that way. So this became a friend that I don't know if most of you ever had one of these friends. It's a friend that you really shouldn't have, but you do have. So I call the guy calls me and goes, yo, boo. And I'm like, yeah, Nina told me you were going to call me. Says I can make a little wager on the Jets game. He goes, sure. He goes, you're down to make the bet? And I'm like, yeah, I'm down. I'm down to make the bet. So he goes, all right. And after like a few minutes, right before he hangs up, he goes, all right, so $5,000 on the Jets. I don't have $5,000. But remember, I'm from the Bronx. I can't back down from anything. $5,000 on the Jets it is. It's pre-Super Bowl. They were in the pre-Super Bowl game. Nobody bets that large unless you one have it or a second. It's the actual Super Bowl. So I said, okay. Now me and this other friend are the only ones that know that I did this. My best friend, I'm not telling, but I will brag it and throw it in her face when my team goes to the Super Bowl. I'm even gonna buy the round of drinks, because $5,000 doubles when you win. And we're sitting at the bar, and we go to our favorite bar, the bar that everybody knows us in, and we walk through the door, and it's my bar. I mean, I walk in with mad attitude, you know? Like, boots here, my team's gonna win. And as the game is going on, my face starts to change. And I did something that I've never done in a bar before. And as the waitress brought me my beer and the score went sour for me, I started to cry. And as you can see, I wear a lot of makeup. So it was not looking very pretty. And all the rest of the story, all of a sudden, I'm starting to get emotional. I can't focus on what she's saying. She's starting to notice. And they say, and the Jets lose the pre-Super Bowl game. And you get this feeling in the pit of your stomach. And she tells me, the hell's your problem? And I go, I made a little bet on the game. She goes, oh, how much you bet? I didn't dare tell her $5,000. I tell her, I bet $100. And she goes, well, lesson learned, live and learn. And then I started to sob even more. And I said, let's get out of here. I gotta get out of here. I gotta get out of here. So she's like, all right, I'll get the bill. We'll get out of here. I get in the car and I start to scream, oh my God. She goes, you didn't bet $100, did you? And I said, please don't tell anybody, please. I'm like, Candace, we don't have gamblers in my family. Liars, thieves, alcohol, not gamblers. I'm like, how am I going to face my family? She's like, well, how much? What are we going to do? I'm like, I got about $1,500. It's $5,000. She's like, well, who'd you bet with? I'm like, I don't know. His name is Tony. The minute they said, and the Jets lose the pre-Super Bowl game, my phone rang off the hook. I mean, it was worse than like when a guy's interested in you. This phone did not stop, and I became so afraid to touch it because I thought when I leave this bar, there's going to be somebody out there that's going to pull like a Tanya Harding and swing at my knees or something. They're going to kill me. I'm wearing some, my friend's Italian, so I'm like, I'm going to wear some men's shoes. I don't even look good in those. I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? So she's like, well, I'll try to figure out, I got money, boo. So I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. And the only thing worse than owing $5,000 to a man that I don't know, but I know he shouldn't be a man that I should know, was the fact that I thought my family's gonna find out, and boy, that's gonna be worse than owing somebody really shady $5,000, because I'm the prize pig, I can do no wrong. So she says, well, you gotta call him back. You gotta answer your phone. So I answer my phone. She's like, compose yourself. Compose myself. And she, yeah. So you're boo. You think I took a loss there? I said, yeah, I know. I saw that. Man, where the cookie crumbles. He's like, you know what? I like you. He's like, you either pay me the $5,000 or you can go double or nothing on the Super Bowl. I remember, my team didn't make it. My friend's a Saints fan. And I don't have $5,000. So I'm already thinking of leaving town. So double or nothing. I was already going to leave. So I'll double or nothing and take my chances, right? So 5 turned into 14. And I tell my friend, who's the only one in this world besides me, Tony. And my friend Nina, who got me hooked on Tony. No. And I go, Ken, do you think your Saints are going to take the Super Bowl? She's like, Marianne, I have never had another team. I lived in New Orleans. They're good. I said, all right. So yeah, Tony, double or nothing. Put it on the Saints. All right, boo. We're going to do this. You got this? Tony, please. Who are you talking to? It's boo. Of course I got this. We go to our little Super Bowl party at our friend's house. We walk in, and yeah, I'm a Saints fan now. I can't root for them, you know. And, who dad? New Orleans, right? So we walk in, and only me and her know what's going on. So we walk in, my friend goes, hey, shots. And she had tequila. And remember, I was drinking before I got there. So about 6 shots of tequila later, they say, oh, say, can't. I was out, and I got woken up after all the puking and everything like that. And my friend wakes me up, and she's like, boo, wake up. It's time to go. I said, Can. Did we win? And she said, yeah, we won. So I was fine, right? Well, I got this other friend who needed to pay the last year's tuition on her daughter's college. I'm up $14,000 and she's my good friend, right? So I lend her the $14,000 and now I'm in court. And I'm beginning to think, you know what? God giveth and God taketh away. It's dirty money. I think I'm going to let it go. And that's my story.